Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Hello and welcome back to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, and I am your host, Marta Gertzen, and I am really glad to have you here. And today I want to talk to you about what it's like to be stuck in doubt and confusion, and how to get out of that doubt and confusion so that you're feeling a lot more confident, you have a lot more clarity about your business. And first, I want you to know that you're not alone. I had a recent conversation with a gal who was just really feeling stuck. And so we jumped on the phone and she told me that she's been feeling stuck for years. And that is not uncommon, unfortunately, because we do get so caught up in the fear of doing anything. We're afraid we're going to do something wrong. So we take one more course, or we ask one more question, or we do more journaling, or we work with one more coach. Well, that's okay. And those definitely have their times and places. But a lot of times we are staying stuck because we have so much coming at us that we're not taking time to understand who we are as entrepreneurs. So I wanted to talk to you about that today. What does it take to get unstuck and move from doubt and confusion into clarity and have confidence about that clarity and start taking action on your business? So as I mentioned, I was talking to this gal and she said she's been stuck for years and she's not even sure how to get started because she is not an expert. And even though this particular person did not have a business, I hear this from established business owners who are ready to elevate their business. They're ready to step into something bigger than themselves. And for one, fear is definitely taking hold that stops them from taking that action. But a lot of times it's because they don't feel like an expert, or they feel like, that they're taking on too much. Well, there's a whole lot of things going on in there. But the biggest thing is that they are stuck in doubt and confusion about this next step of moving into something bigger that they know they're being called to, but they just can't see it yet. And that is one thing that, again, it doesn't matter if you're just starting or if you're an established business owner. We all go through it. And just because you get it figured out doesn't mean that in 4, 5, 10 years, it's not going to be time to revisit this again and make sure that you understand who you are as an entrepreneur, that you haven't lost sight of who you are. And it's time to reevaluate who you are, your direction, and possibly it's time to pivot. A lot of the women that I work with are established entrepreneurs. They've been in business for at least 2 years, many of them 4 or 5, and a lot of them, this is their second or third business. And unfortunately, when they get to that second or third business, they forgot who they were as an entrepreneur back in business 1 or 2. And now they're moving into the online space and they're offering coaching or virtual assistant services. And they start to realize this is different from the business they had in the past. Sometimes it was an in-person business or it was a different type of service than virtual assistants. And all of a sudden, when you go into the online space, and there is a lot to know, but all of a sudden we get all tangled up in our brain saying, oh, but this is different and I need to show up differently. I need to be a different person. Yes and no. Yes, you do possibly need to show up differently, but you don't need to become a different person because you will grow. And with that growth, you may start changing and it will allow you to show up differently. But there's a couple main points I want to make here. One, if you are stuck in the land of doubt and confusion, please know that you're not alone. When I was talking to this gal recently, she was saying again, I have been so stuck. I'm not an expert. I have so many ideas and I don't know where to go. I don't know the next steps to take. And I told her, I said, first, I want you to know that you're not alone. I hear this all the time, and it's a journey that I've gone through before more than once in my 16 years as an entrepreneur. And when I told her that, even though this was a phone call, I could hear the relief come through the phone. And you can almost hear the shoulders that were up here slowly ease down into a normal position. And there was just a big sigh of, okay, good. I'm not alone. Other people have gone through this. This is not insurmountable because other people have done it. And so just want you to know this, you're not alone. We all go through it. And oftentimes it happens in seasons, or it happens after you've been in business for a while, that it's time to reevaluate. So again, you're not alone. And just to let you know, it may happen again. But with the tools that we're going to be talking about today and the steps that you need to take to find clarity and confidence now, you will have what it takes to, when you get to that point that it's time to reevaluate, possibly pivot, you have the tools and you have the knowledge to make those transitions a lot easier in the future. So you're not staying stuck for months, weeks, sometimes even years. So when you realize that you're not alone, then you can go, okay, why am I feeling so stuck in doubt and confusion? And so when you are stuck there and you cannot seem to make any movement, I want you to take a look at how much information you're allowing into your world. A lot of times we get ourselves, through our own fault, into information overload because we follow the people on social media. We sign up for the newsletters. We sign up for the webinar. We join a course or a membership, or we work with 3 or 4 coaches. And when I say working with a few coaches, that doesn't necessarily mean somebody you've hired. Somebody is coaching you if you are following them and taking their suggestions on Facebook, social media, in a newsletter, in a book, in a course. Those are all the voices that are coming at you. And if you take a look at a lot of those voices and opinions, a lot of times they are conflicting opinions. They are conflicting ideas of what you should be doing. And I'm speaking from total experience. This is something that happened to me at the very beginning. It was one of the first steps I did to start my clarity journey years ago. And I had to quiet my inbox. I had to take a step back and say, I need to stop following this person. I need to leave the Facebook groups. I need to unsubscribe from newsletters. And again, recently I realized I was letting a lot more noise back into my inbox and into my world. It was time to do another round of unsubscribing and unfollowing and unjoining, because I was letting conflicting opinions get into my head. And so I was getting stuck. So I needed to step back and remember who I am. Because when you're stuck in doubt and confusion, and you let all the noise come in from all those opinions, and all those opinions are telling you it needs to be done this way, or it needs to be done that way, or it's working for these people, and then you start wondering why it's not working for you, that's a very discouraging place to be. It's very frustrating. And when you get to that point, you are losing sight of who you are. There's an identity crisis going on. You're forgetting who you are as a person. You're forgetting sometimes what your boundaries are. Sometimes you look back and you realize your business and your life are not reflecting your priorities and the values that you know you have in place, but you're not living by those values at this point. And you also start to, again, you start doubting, something's wrong with me because none of this is working. Well, it's not working because you're trying to fit yourself into somebody else's framework, their paradigm, their life. A lot of times the life that they have and the business they created is not a good fit for you. It's not good for your personality. It's not a good idea for your health. It's not a good idea for your family. And so when you are losing sight of who you are, it's very easy to let those boundaries slip. It's very easy to let stress and anxiety take over. And identity crisis is real in entrepreneurship, and I don't think we talk about it enough. When you are stuck in doubt and confusion, take a look back and say, who am I as an entrepreneur? Do I know? Do I know my business personality? How I show up best? Do I know who I love to serve? Do I know how I love to market? And when you realize that, then there's those specific steps. And the very first one is start eliminating the noise. And I challenge you, if you are stuck in identity crisis as an entrepreneur, start eliminating noise. Go on an unsubscribe mission. That would be my challenge for you, is for the next week, unsubscribe from 3 to 5 newsletters, start unfollowing people on social media, or in some cases, in some of those platforms, you can mute them for a while. Maybe you want to find them later, but right now they're a distraction. Get out of the Facebook groups, get out of the LinkedIn groups, and get to the point where you can think for yourself and you're not running into all these conflicting opinions of all the voices coming at you, because information overload is a big deal. And it is very hard to take a class or work with a coach and realize it's not working and get so frustrated. And so now we're looking on to the next course or the next coach or the next membership that's going to give us that lightning bolt magic answer. And it's going to solve all our problems and answer all of our questions. And I can tell you it doesn't, because I've tried it. And I do know that you have to stop and withdraw and stop buying new courses, stop buying all the things, one thing after another, until you get back and identify, what do I really need help with to figure out who I am as an entrepreneur? And sometimes that is just starting back from basics for yourself. Sometimes that is hiring one specific coach to walk you through this process so that you remember who you are as an entrepreneur and you can get back on track and you can get confidence and you can start taking action. Then you find even more clarity. And you also find growth. When you are stuck in doubt and confusion, you are stuck in stagnation. You are stuck being right here when you really want to be out here. And then there's another issue that happens. Because you are stuck right here and you're thinking about, I need to pivot, I need to change my direction, I need to focus on something else, all of a sudden you're looking at, oh, well, I need to do that, but out here at step 10, I don't know if I can do that. Probably you can't, because you're still stuck back here. You're still here at step 1 or 2 and possibly stuck there. And until you uncover those layers and peel back who and remember who you are, then you can start getting to step 2. Then you can grow and go to step 3, 4, 5. So by the time you get to step 10, you know what to do. But when you're still stuck in step 1 or 2 and you're thinking about all the things that could happen at step 10, then we get into overthinking, and then we get into information overload, and then we get back into overthinking. It's a whole cycle. And so knowing that this is a real struggle and knowing that staying stuck in doubt and confusion is a thing, just again, know you're not alone and there is a way out. The way out is, again, figuring out who you are as an entrepreneur. Figuring out who are you, again, what are your values? What do you want your business to represent? How do you want your business and your life to coexist? How do you want to show up for your clients? Do you know who you serve best? Do you know really deep down with conviction the problem you solve? Do you know how you solve that problem? Do you know how you show up best in your business and serving your clients? Because clarity comes through taking action, not just thinking about it. And when you're stuck back here at step 1 and you're just overthinking more information, you are never going to take the step forward that you need to take action, get confidence, take more action, find more clarity. It is a whole cycle. The clarity journey is a cycle. And it takes getting unstuck in one tiny step back sometimes to say, you know what? I'm starting over, going back to basics, remembering who I am, and then you can start taking those steps forward so that you do get to step 10 and you're finding yourself in this business that you're excited about and you are clear and you're confident. But we do need to take a step back. Again, think about who you are as an entrepreneur, who you want to serve and the problem you want to solve. That's what you need to figure out, because once you know that, you have confidence and you can start taking action, and then you get more confidence and more clarity. And you don't have to take and jump, have the courses and the webinars come at you and wonder, is this something I should do? Is this something I need to take? Is this something I need to join? You will understand much clearer, is this a bright, shiny object, or is this a distraction and pulling me off course? Now, not all bright, shiny objects are bright, shiny objects that are bad. Sometimes they are arrows. Sometimes they're pointing you in a direction that you need to consider. Most of the time, though, they are showing up and showing up really bright and shiny because you are finally stepping into your purpose. You're stepping into who you are as an entrepreneur. And all of a sudden, these bright, shiny objects, because it's way more fun to learn something new than take action and grow and learn and become more confident on what you already know. There's comfort, unfortunately, in not knowing, because we're not having to stretch. We're not having to grow. And when you recognize what is happening, that makes it much easier to, again, identify those bright, shiny objects and realize that you're just staying stuck in doubt and confusion. And now you can go, nope, I am ready to grow. And it gets to the point where you are ready to draw that line in the sand and take action. This is something I hear all the time. This is something that I went through. And I took my clients through the Business Clarity program that I'm going to talk to you about next. And all of them said, when I asked them, why did they finally get ready to start this journey? They said, I had this moment of, it's now or never. I got to make a change, or I need to just either stay where I am or give up. And that's a really hard place to be. But that line, making that decision to move forward and figure it out, is a powerful tool. And it's a powerful motivator to get going and not give up on the dream of the business that you want, that fits you well, and allows you to show up for your clients in a very powerful way and see a difference in the lives of those that you're working with. The Business Clarity Breakthrough is one tool that I've developed. First, I developed for myself because I needed something to get me out of my journey of being stuck in doubt and confusion. For a long time, I would look at people and say, you know what, something's got to change. I just have no idea what it is. And I heard this from the conversation I had with this gal last week. She says, I know I need to make a change. I know I need to start, but I just don't know how. And so that's what the Business Clarity Breakthrough does. It is specifically for Christian women entrepreneurs who have been in business for several years. They are making some income. They're not making the income they want, but they're making some income. So they have services and products that are selling, but they know in their hearts that they're being called to something bigger, something greater, and they're being called to step up and step out. And that's a very scary thing to do. And so all those bright, shiny objects get really loud and very enticing. And so what we do is we peel back the layers of all that confusion, of all that noise, to help you get back to who you are and reestablish that foundation of who are you as an entrepreneur? What is the problem you solve? Who do you love to help? Who do you know without a doubt that you can help? How do you solve that problem? And what are the things that you can do right now to start working towards that dream of making that pivot or elevating your services or raising your prices so that you can step out in faith into this next step of your business? And that is something the Business Clarity Breakthrough can do. Because once you have that clarity, again, you're having confidence to take action, or you're taking action and you're getting more confident to take further action, and then you get more clarity. When you look back and you've gone through the Business Clarity Breakthrough, you're going to look back in a few months and realize how much you have grown, how much you have changed because you are taking action. Because again, clarity comes through taking action, not just sitting here thinking about it, stuck in doubt and confusion. I had a gal recently reach out to me and tell me that we had worked together last year in her Business Clarity Breakthrough program, and she's reviewing her notes and all the notes that she took, and can see her growth. She can see that the core of what she figured out in the program is still very true, but how she's applying that clarity and what she learned about herself in a new way that is lighting her up and getting her more excited than ever before. But again, it is scary. So sometimes you need somebody to walk you through the process so that you know you're not alone and you have somebody there to remind you that it's okay. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to ask more questions. It's okay to go discover who you are as an entrepreneur. And sometimes you need that outside point of view to point out some of the patterns that we're seeing, some of the recurring issues that are popping up. And sometimes you need someone to push you a little bit. So you know what? You need to dig a little deeper because you're not quite there yet. Because I'm seeing your potential. You're not seeing it yet. So let's go figure it out and go find it so that you are as confident as I am in what I see in you. So if you would like your own Business Clarity Breakthrough, if you would like to step out of the land of doubt and confusion and move into clarity and confidence, the Business Clarity Breakthrough may be for you. You can find out more about the Business Clarity Breakthrough at selastudios.co/breakthrough, or you can reach out to me through the DMs on Instagram and Facebook. All of the notes for these will be down in the show notes. And again, I just want to remind you before we close out here, you are not alone if you are stuck in doubt and confusion. This is a part of the entrepreneurial journey. But there are ways to get out of that. And when you get into it, have the tools in place so that you know how to get out of it faster if it happens again in the future. And also, there are dangers of being stuck in doubt and confusion, of not growing, of not stepping out into your purpose and not following the call of stepping into something bigger than yourself. There is danger, and there is an issue of discouragement, doubt, health issues, stress, all of it. When you are stuck there, it is not a healthy place to be. But there is a way out. There is a way to step out of doubt and confusion and move towards clarity and confidence and taking action and taking and finding more clarity and getting more confident. If you had told me a year ago that when I was starting this podcast that I would be doing a video podcast in about a year, I would have laughed at you and said, no way. I found out early on that I loved audio, and audio is safe because I'm not in front of a camera. I'm not showing you what my office looks at various times a day, or the fact that I really like sweatshirts and I very rarely dress up. Putting myself out there vulnerably as a videographer here, as a video podcast, there's no way I would have done that. But I've gained confidence through taking action. I've led webinars. I've led workshops. I've been leading my mastermind now for several years, and all of that's been on video. And then I did take a course, a podcast challenge on what it means to take your podcast to the next level. And what he was instructing, what he was teaching made total sense to me that the next step for me was video. And I've had that confirmed over and over again. But again, it took me stepping back, remembering who I am as an entrepreneur, recognizing the next step I needed to take, and making the decision, drawing my line in the sand and saying, now is the time to move into video. And again, if you told me that a year ago, I would have laughed in your face. So know that it is a journey, and everything that you do is a step in that journey. And there are things that you need to learn along the way. I would not have been confident to do video at all a year ago. But now that I have a year of podcasting under my belt, I understand how to write an episode. I know how to communicate that episode, how to market that episode. So now for me, video is actually a great next step. So just know, even though I've been in business for 16 years, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still growing as an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurship is one of the most incredible personal development programs you can take yourself through. Whether you want it or not, it's going to happen. But sometimes you need to have the help along the way to help you get there. And I'd love to help you, again, step out of the doubt and confusion and get into clarity and confidence. Reach out to me if you have any questions. Until next time. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.